Come ye yourselves apart, May 24. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. No other life was ever so crowded with labor and responsibility as was that of Jesus, yet how often he was found in prayer. How constant was his communion with God. As one with us, a sharer in our needs and weaknesses, he was wholly dependent upon God, and in the secret place of prayer he sought divine strength that he might go forth braced for duty and trial. In a world of sin Jesus endured struggles and torture of soul. In communion with God he could unburden the sorrows that were crushing him. In Christ the cry of humanity reached the Father of infinite pity. As a man he supplicated the throne of God till his humanity was charged with a heavenly current that should connect humanity with divinity. Through continual communion he received life from God, that he might impart life to the world. His experience is to be ours. Come ye yourselves apart, he bids us. If we would give heed to his word we should be stronger and more useful. If today we would take time to go to Jesus and tell him our needs we should not be disappointed, he would be at our right hand to help us. In all who are under the training of God is to be revealed a life that is not in harmony with the world, its customs, or its practices, and everyone needs to have a personal experience in obtaining a knowledge of the will of God. We must individually hear him speaking to the heart. When every other voice is hushed, and in quietness we wait before him, the silence of the soul makes more distinct the voice of God. He bids us, "Be still, and know that I am God." Here alone can true rest be found. And this is the effectual preparation for all who labor for God. Amid the hurrying throng and the strain of life's intense activities, the soul that is thus refreshed will be surrounded with an atmosphere of light and peace. The life will breathe out fragrance and will reveal a divine power that will reach men's hearts.